Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 28th day of Tammuz, Tov Shin Pei Beis, Masech de Trumas, Perek Asiri, Mishnah Hay. Tilton, fenugreek, it's a type of legume where the taste of the stem and the actual fruit or flower is the same. Shenaflo l'secha bershel yain, and it fell into a pit of wine of chulin, and the batruma. If the tilton, if this fenugreek was truma, which is also for non-kohenim, uva masasheni, or was of masasheni, which must be eaten in Yerushalayim, the question is, do we say that the pit of wine that it fell into is now going to be a problematic for a non-kohen in the case of truma, or to eat it outside Yerushalayim in the case of masasheni? So the Mishnah says it depends. Im yesh bazera kedei litan tam, if there was enough seed without the stem, just the seed itself of this fenugreek that fell into the wine, would that be enough to give a taste into the wine of truma, or a taste into the wine that was chulin? Or in the case of masasheni, was there enough of that seed of fenugreek of masasheni to put a taste into the wine of chulin? Then you would not be able to eat it out, even the wine, you would not be able to drink it outside Yerushalayim. You'd have to take the whole wine up to Yerushalayim and redeem it. Similarly, if it was truma, if there was a fenugreek of truma that gave a taste that left a flavor into the pit of wine, the whole pit of wine would be osur for a zor, for a non-kohen. You have to sell the whole thing to a kohen just for the cheaper value of truma. But not if we do not take into account the taste that is given by the stem or by the wooden part of this fenugreek. So the stem of it, the eitz, is not going to join with the zera to us the wine by the sheer mass and time. So if the zera itself doesn't have enough taste in its own, then the wine is not awesome. It won't have any kedusha of truma, won't have any kedusha of masasheni. Now that's dealing with the fenugreek of truma and fenugreek if it was masasheni. However, says the Mishnah, Bashviz, what happens if the fenugreek, this tilton, was of Shemitah produce, which has a special kedusha, uvichila kerem, or it was, kila kerem means it was grown in a vineyard, where it becomes also because of the mixed varieties, the hektish, or it was hektish, then we take into account the stem as well. If both together will provide enough, there's enough size of it together to provide a taste to the wine, then we say that the whole wine will take on the isur of either hektish or kilei kerem, and then it'll be also banah, or it'll take into account, or it'll take on the kedusha of shemitah. And that's because since the taste of the stem has the same taste as that of the seed of the fruit, therefore the eitz itself takes on the kedusha of shemitah. Or it will become osur as kili hakerem, as mixed things grown in a vineyard, or because of hektish as well. And Yerushalmi explains that even the opinion that says that when a taste or flavor has been given that's not good, that's nice and lifgam, and it's mutter when that happens. But here, where the stem will, he agrees that here the stem will join with the zera to asr the wine if it provides a taste, a flavor to the wine, because the taste of the stem or the woody part of the fenugreek is giving a good taste. It's not nice and tamlif gum, it's nice and tamlif shabach. It actually improves the flavor. Mishnah Vav. Person who's got bunches of fenugreek, of kilokram, it's grown in his vineyard and becomes absolutely prohibited, and you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. It's called kilaim of the vineyard, and it has to be burnt. Says Mishnah Yidoleko, must be burnt. All the bundles, even the wooden part or the stems of the tilton, are also because of kilaim. Kilokram, as we said, It applies not just to the seed of the fenugreek, but to the wooden part as well, to the stem as well. It must be burnt. Hoyulech avilda tilton shel tevel. If he had bundles of fenugreek, not of kilokram, but of tevel. Tevel means untithed produce. No truma mices had been taken. Koisesh, he crushes the bundles of tilton and bangs out the seeds, get the seeds out from the pods. Or mechashev kamazoresh bam, and makes a calculation, an estimate of how much zera, how much seed he's got, and then Umavrish is a zera. He separates the zera, separates the seed from the seed, and because that's the only part that's chayv in truma, only the seed part of it. The wood part of it or the stem part of it is not chayv. The pods are not chayv. And he doesn't have to separate truma from the stem or the wooden part of the tilton of the fenugreek, even though it has the same taste as the zera. Im hifrish. What happens if he did set aside truma from the stems or from the eighth part before he crushed it? Lo yoimar, even though he didn't have to. Let's say he did. He called it truma. Lo yoimar, he's not allowed to say, echtosh, I'm going to bang the seeds out of the pods, I'm going to crush it. Ve'etel osa eitz, and then I'll take the wooden part from the truma. Ve'etin as a zera, and I'll give just the seed alone to the kohen. Can't do that. Ela noisein ha'etzim azera, he gives the eitz, he gives the wooden part with the zera, with the seed as well. Why? Because since he gave a name of truma to the eitz, even though there's no kedush of truma, as we said in the previous Mishnah, nevertheless, he's chayiv to give it to the kohen because he's given it the name of Truma.